a fatal crash in Lawrence Township under investigation by the Highway Patrol. It happened around 12:15 Thursday afternoon on Route 93. The patrol says a northbound pickup crossed the center line and hit a southbound truck. 41-year-old Sean Simon of Massillon was pronounced dead at the scene. 70-year-old Terry Evans of Massillon, behind the wheel of the second truck, was transported to Altman Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A passenger in his vehicle was not hurt. Canton man facing multiple charges after a police standoff in the city. Officers responded to the 1300 block of Garfield Avenue Southwest around 10 a.m. Thursday. 42-year-old Philip Dula accused of barricading himself inside a house after police arrived to serve active warrants. He was taken into custody 3 hours later. Dula was arraigned today in Canton Municipal Court with a status hearing set for Thursday. He's charged with resisting arrest and obstructing official business. 2-year prison sentence handed down to an Elyria woman after a guilty plea in a harassment and threat case. 21-year-old Jocelyn Shepard pleaded guilty Thursday in Common Pleas Court to retaliation, menacing by stalking and telecommunications harassment. Judge Kristen Farmer imposed the sentence following allegations Shepard made calls and texts last September and October that caused two women to fear for their safety. The sentences will be served concurrently. Construction could begin later this year on a major safety upgrade along Tuscarawas Street West in Canton. The project includes roundabouts at Broad Avenue and Arlington Avenue Northwest, along with sidewalks and raised medians to improve pedestrian safety. City officials say the changes will reduce speeds, eliminate lane changes, and cut down on crashes along the busy corridor near Altman Hospital. The cost estimated at $21 million, with $5.3 million coming from ODOT. The funding was approved by the state's Transportation Review Advisory Council. Diebold Nixdorf has been assigned a first-time BB- long-term issuer default credit rating with a stable outlook. The North Canton-based company says the rating from Fitch reflects improvements in its financial profile and consistent performance. Leaders of the maker of ATMs and security systems call it a milestone as the business continues to strengthen its operations. Road and safety items moving forward in Nimishillen Township. After action by trustees Thursday, the road department will purchase 1,000 tons of road salt through the ODOT program for the 2026-27 winter season. Trustees also approved continued use of Starr County Sheriff's Dispatch for the fire department at $40.20 per call. Non-resident EMS and fire billing rates will remain unchanged. Residents will have 5 local options to safely dispose of unwanted and expired medications during Drug Take-Back Day Saturday. The event runs from 10 to 1 and is being sponsored by Starr County Mental Health and Addiction Recovery, the Sheriff's Office, and other local partners. Prescription and over-the-counter medications will be accepted anonymously. 5 drive-up sites include the Alliance Walmart, Massillon Law Enforcement Training Center, the ODOT office in Canton, Sam's Club in Jackson Township, and the Starr County Fairgrounds. Syringes and sharps will not be accepted. The Portage County Sheriff's Office says 4 pounds of methamphetamine were seized during a traffic stop at I-80 in Freedom Township. A canine alerted to drugs after 33-year-old Montel Kennedy of Farmington, Michigan, was pulled over for minor violations April 14th. The drugs reportedly were hidden inside the vehicle seats. Kennedy was also wanted on a prior drug warrant and is in custody. The case will be presented to a federal grand jury. Independent safety review now underway in the Kent School District after an 8-year-old student took a loaded handgun to an elementary school. Officials say the 9mm weapon was discovered in the child's backpack at Longcoy Elementary on April 2nd. It was confiscated by staff. Board of Education ordered the review following criticism over communication and response times. The student's mother was arrested and faces a child endangering charge. Long-term facilities plan in Rootstown will close the district's middle school within the next 4 years. The Board of Education voted Monday to phase out the 109-year-old building no later than the 2029-30 school year, citing space and operational needs. Under the plan, 6th graders will move to Rootstown Elementary, while 7th and 8th graders will attend the high school. Columbiana County will soon open a centralized archives facility, according to the Morning Journal. County Commissioner Tim Ginter says the $7.2 million building is expected to be complete by June 30th, with a ribbon cutting planned in July. The 24,000 square foot facility in Lisbon will feature climate control, secure storage rooms, and separate fire suppression systems. Records now stored at the courthouse, jail, and off-site locations will be moved into the new facility.